This is Frederick S. Pope, P-O-P-E, grandson of Frederick Gunn Katzmann. That's K-A-T-Z-M-A-N-N. His middle name was Gunn, G-U-N-N. And I was named for him. Frederick Katzmann was my grandfather. He was born on September the 12th, 1875, to Jacob, and unfortunately I don't know my great-grandmother's first name. They emigrated from Kassel, K-A-S-S-E-L, Germany, about 1840. My grandfather's father, Jacob, had two sons. My grandfather was the older of the two, and his younger brother, Percy, were the only children of Jacob Katzmann. Jacob Katzmann was a truant officer in the Boston school system. My grandfather went to Boston University for his college education. He subsequently worked as a meter reader for the Boston Gas Company while he went to Harvard Law School. And this would have been in the probably very late 1800s, early 1900s. My grandfather married Grace Brown probably early in the 1900s, and in turn the couple had two daughters, my mother Ruth and my aunt Elsa. It was a very happy marriage, but I guess they wanted only two children because the two girls were all they had. They were about 5 years apart. My grandfather became an attorney and became district attorney for Suffolk County in the Boston area, probably early in during World War I, or maybe slightly after it was finished. And his most famous case was the Sacco Vanzetti case. The Sacco Vanzetti case was about the conviction or innocence of two self-proclaimed anarchists who allegedly robbed the Braintree shoe factory paymaster, and they killed him. Sacco and Vanzetti both were arrested. They were tried in the Norfolk County Courthouse in Dedham, Massachusetts. There were all kinds of subterfuges alleged by people who believed that they were innocent. Sacco and Vanzetti were claimed to be railroaded into being convicted. My grandfather was found to be at fault for this. It's interesting to me that he didn't convict them. A jury of 12 of their peers found them guilty. I've forgotten if it was either Sacco or Vanzetti was reputed to have written poetry in jail to the great delight of liberal causes. The interesting thing was that both Sacco and Vanzetti were illiterate. I signed their various signatures with an X. Well, he was a district attorney to start with.
Yeah.
His most famous case was the Sacco Vanzetti case, and I guess the district attorney of all counties of Massachusetts is an elected position, and he had held the office only once, didn't want to continue being a district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
there was a move afoot after his after the conviction of Sacklin Vanzetti to elect my grandfather governor of the state, but he didn't want to do that. So he was a Republican, but he turned down the possibility. So he formed the law firm of Katzman, Beatty, and Dre. My grandfather died at age 78 in October of 1953, and I don't know the exact date. The time of the, not conviction, but the time of the execution of Sacklin Vanzetti, mm-hmm. the Judge Thayer, who he knew well, he was the judge of having to do with the case, mm-hmm. Judge Thayer and he were riding in a car through Plymouth, Massachusetts on the way to Cape Cod. And there was a major parade damning the execution up, down, crosswise, and sideways, led by all kinds of liberals who found this a great cause for their complaints. The crowd had no idea that the two people who they were vilifying were riding in a car right through the parade. The Boston Police Department had to supply guards to guard my grandfather's house for probably 10 years after that trial because of threats on his life. And so there was a permanent guard installed in the cellar of the house. Now, when my mother and I came back, this is my grandfather's older daughter, when she and I came back from Germany, and this would have been in 1945, so this is pretty close to 20 years after the case is over, threatening phone calls were still coming in.
So Katzman had a relationship with Judge Thayer beyond the trial?
You call a friendship a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, people you know when you with whom you work, they are lifelong acquaintances or friends, and they may not necessarily be friends if you don't particularly like them. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, you have knowledge of them. You know somebody. Know of somebody.
Did Katzman seem to think highly of Judge Thayer? Did you
I have no idea. I would assume they did, because why would they be together in a car driving through Plymouth to Cape Cod?
Did Katzman ever have anything to say about the case to you, ever, or not really?
Not, I can't say anything specific. He didn't really talk with me about the case, because don't forget, I wasn't born until 1931, so this was considerably after the case, mm-hmm. and I was too young to understand much about it until I was in college. So that would have been in the mid-1950s, and at that point, since he died at 53, I mean, died in 1953. My mother and I lived with him after we came back from Germany, but my mother also felt that he had domineering implies something that is probably not what I want to say. He had a very strong personality, and as his daughter, my mother, did too. And she felt that if we lived with him and I went to a local high school or something like that, I'd never be allowed to have a thought of my own. And so she insisted that I be sent to private school, namely the Williston Northampton School, to get me out of the house. And this got me out of the house in terms of my grandfather's influence.
Right.
But also in terms of her influence, she didn't realize that this was a double-edged sword.
Understood.
My grandfather, my parents were divorced back when I was about three, and my grandfather was the main male figure in my life.
with that, I mean, did he ever talk about politics ever? Did he talk about, like, political dissidents, anything to do with the case as far as, like, immigration, other things like that?
No, he didn't. And I think he felt, without being able to prove it, but thinking back about it, he felt rather insulted by the liberal element that were calling him names up, down, crosswise, and that this was an unjust verdict and so forth, which it wasn't.
So he just didn't really talk about the case at all with you?
Mm-hmm. He didn't. I'm sure he felt I was too young and he didn't know what it was about.
Right. With Ruth, Grandma Ruth, did she ever talk about the case at all or not really? Did she have anything to say about it?
I'm not sure she really understood much about it. I mean, she would answer the phone occasionally when these threatening phone calls would come.
So that brought fear within the family?
I can't say it really brought fear. She would just sort of hang up on these people after they'd start their harangue. And I don't know if ever anything more than verbal threats came. I just don't know that. I know it was a policeman that was in the basement of the house for 10 years. I do know that when I was a brand new, my parents took me to the plane, which is two towns closer to Boston than Hyde Park. And they had an apartment there, and my mother was worried that somebody would kidnap me as a baby. Nobody ever did.
Have you ever gotten threatening
no
phone calls?
No.
Elsa, Tanta never talked about the case whatsoever either?
No.
So nothing of relevance exists anymore?
Nothing what, David?
Nothing of relevance to the case exists anymore as far as...
Yes and no. In terms of specifically to the case, no, but somebody from the University of Iowa called me one evening here and wanted to know what kind of man my grandfather was. And so we talked about him at length, and the interview was similar to this one. But his interest was more about vindicating, it's either Sacco or Vanzetti, I can't remember which of the two it was.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked me what kind of man my grandfather was, and he was an honorable man. He was an honest man. And he didn't particularly look for sleazy ways around to convict somebody or anything else. He was convinced that Sacco and Vanzetti were guilty, and he, as the district attorney, was the chief prosecutor, and he presented the evidence. And it didn't say that he convicted them. The jury did. And all these people who vilify the case forget that. It's the jury system that really did convict them. There was a major appeal following that, so that the governor appointed a blue ribbon committee, which was the head of Harvard University, I think it was MIT and Boston University, and some other VIPs in either financial or political world in Boston, and they reviewed the entire case, and they said everything in it was entirely proper.
Would he have known these people?
I don't think so.
So they wouldn't have been in a social circle?
No. Now, one of the accusations was, I'm not sure if it was Sacco or Vanzetti, had been previously arrested before this case. And so between my grandfather and Thayer, they made a point of moving that, the case of that first arrest, forward quickly. And indeed, whichever of the two men it was convicted. And the reasoning why move the case forward quickly was it is easier to convict somebody a second time around after he's been convicted the first time. Now, this, the liberals say this is highly improper. That's absolute bullshit. It is not improper.
Do you remember anything else relevant to the case and your grandfather whatsoever from him?
No, directly? But there's something else I want to tell you about his personality. I mentioned earlier that I was sent away to private school to get out from under him,
yes,
under his strong influence, and I've often thought my grandfather would have made a superb surgeon. He had the personality that a good surgeon has, and he controls everything, dominates everything, and so forth. And people like that, you simply have to tell off periodically, and I've done that repeatedly with a number of surgeons that I have great respect for their abilities, although I don't particularly like the way how they deal with people. But the one funny thing about it was my grandfather couldn't stand the sight of blood, and so he absolutely would not have been able to be a surgeon. Because I remember just before I was born, my mother announced to him that she was going into labor. He promptly fainted.
Was anything else notable about his personality?
He was the kind of individual who could very easily talk with people. I can recall there was a fundraising party at my grandfather's house for a young Republican named Kerrigan, of all things, in Boston. And I can just remember that party. And how he was accustomed to public speaking, as he found it very easy to talk to people and to bring people out, whether it was a large bunch of people or just an individual. So he was not shy. I can remember also when I would be home during vacations, he would bring some of his work from the office home. If he was either defending a case or prosecuting a case, just a civil case, he would write out all of his questions, and he'd write out a complete summary and do it longhand. Even though he had a secretary, he could have dictated all of this to him.
So going back to the personality of Kassmann, you describe him as controlling or dominating, or
a very strong individual. I think is a word that is less fraught with negativism, because controlling, yes, in that he would make sure his ideas were the proper ones and so forth. He didn't talk about things that didn't know what he was talking about. He had rather strong beliefs.
What were some of his strong beliefs or convictions?
Well, he strongly believed in the Republican Party as a whole. And even in those days, in Massachusetts, at least, the Republicans were the underdogs, decidedly.
So nothing more of relevance that you can recall right now?
No.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you very much.